USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continued their clash over whether the federal government has done enough to assist the state, one of the epicenters of the coronavirus outbreak. During his news conference, a reporter read a tweet from the president saying Governor Cuomo should spend more time doing and less time complaining. Get out there and get the job done. Stop talking. We built you thousands of hospital beds you didn't need or even use. After hearing that, Governor Cuomo had this response.
First of all, if he's sitting home watching TV, maybe he should get up and go to work, right? Second, let's keep emotion and politics out of this and personal ego, if we can, because this is about the people and it's about our job.
Cuomo also said, we'll show gratitude. How many times do you want me to say thank you? I'm already saying thank you for doing your job. That's your role as president. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Foreign licensed physicians living in the United States can now apply for a temporary emergency license to practice medicine in the state of New Jersey during the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Phil Murphy said this army can always use more reinforcements and said the program will begin accepting applications immediately. Physicians licensed under the program will be able to provide in-person medical care at facilities licensed by the state of New Jersey Health Department. Anyone setting foot on the streets of San Francisco outside their homes will now be required to wear a face covering, as is going on in a number of other cities around the country. The order by Mayor London Breed and Health Director Grant Colfax goes into effect immediately. Additionally, transportation workers and other employees who interact with the public must also cover their face while doing essential work, according to the new city mandate. Los Angeles, California's largest city, already had a similar policy in place. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Major League Baseball Hall of Famer is getting involved in helping communities during the coronavirus outbreak. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Cal Ripken Jr. is retired, but he's never been one to sit on the sidelines. Ripken has an important message. He started the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, which has established programs to give kids in underserved communities a safe place to play and learn about baseball. Now Ripken is shifting that focus to help families in need. He joins Fox News and explains.
Our foundation has built a wonderful infrastructure all across the country. We serve a lot of those communities. We've built fields. We've put programming in there. So we know the issue of food insecurity. And our foundations just sat around and said, okay, we're not going to sit around and just wait till all this is over. Let's shift our focus temporarily and let's put our infrastructure to work. We've energized people around. I use it as an opportunity to get on social media because there is a power of social media to ask for help.
One of the parents sentenced to 6 months in prison for participating in the college admissions bribery scheme is getting to go home early because of the pandemic. Toby McFarlane, a former real estate executive, will be released to home confinement after his lawyers argued the conditions behind bars put him at too serious a risk of contracting the virus. He will be released on April 21st. McFarlane was sentenced in November after admitting to paying $450,000 to get his children into the University of Southern California as fake athletic recruits. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.